could we kindly welcome back to the platform Apostle Henry Aaron Killings.
Well, bless the Lord. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. We stand in awe of the one true God. Oh, praise God. Jesus, we love you. What could we do or what would we do without you? Hallelujah. Children can be dismissed if they're leaving whenever you're ready. Upgrade. Yeah. Who say yeah? Yeah. Man, this is the best church in all the world. Amen. Praise God. Why do I say that? Because it is. It is. Love fellowshipping here at TFT. Love the saints of God and love the men that God has brought, the families that God has brought. Amen, Brother Finn. I received that in Jesus' name. I think you said you love me too. You're probably the only one who said it. I love you, Brother Finn. Love you back. No, there's a lot of love here. If there's one thing that God has really made strong and manifest is the love. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anybody looking for love, you'll find true love, agape love, unconditional love, love without hypocrisy, love that meets the standard of God because it comes from God. Amen? And so I just love this place. I love what God is doing. Thank you all for coming. Father, thank you for this moment. We're going to redeem this time and make the most of what's left in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. I will only use this if I need to give you a definition of a particular word. But if you have your Bible with you, and I believe many of you do, let's look at Luke chapter 5. We stand in awe. No, Luke chapter 11, I'm sorry. Luke chapter 11, verse 5. Thank you. To the one true God, surrender all to you. Okay, many of you, I'm sure you're familiar with the parable itself or the illustration that Jesus uses. We've been in Luke chapter 18, verse 1 last Sunday, and then also Wednesday night shared a little bit more about it. Because God wants to deal with the oppression and the depression, the stress that his people are under. You know, there can be stress, there can be chaos, there can be confusion, there can be disorder all around. But God doesn't want it in you, and neither does he want it to be moving you. Amen? You know, we don't have to get caught up into everything that's going on in the world around us. We stay caught up into Jesus. People will think that we're crazy, but hey, praise God. We have sanity from God, and that's all that matters. You know, we don't get moved by the things that move everybody else. I'm not saying that we're better than. We're just blessed to be able to be a part of what God is doing, to be a partaker of the new covenant, partaker of the divine nature of God. We are blessed as such to be able to have a relationship with the Father. And as Jesus spoke in John chapter 15, John chapter 17, I in them and thou in me. You know, we want to be in Christ and we want Christ in us. And we want him to be fully formed within us, as Paul talked about or prayed for the church at Galatia. My little children of whom I travail in birth pains again till Christ be fully formed within you. Within each and every one of us. Amen? Hallelujah. So in this particular passage, Jesus is giving an illustration, and it deals with petitioning. But it's not just your average petitioning. This is persistent petitioning, if you will. And We will begin at verse 5 again. I got 4, praise God, left. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves? Okay, now the picture that he has just painted for most of us, if our friend came to our house at 12 a.m. asking for bread, we probably either wouldn't answer the door or ask them what's wrong with them coming to our door this time of the morning. You know, why don't you call? Why don't you text or something like that? But Jesus is driving home a point, just like he did in Luke chapter 11 with the woman who came to the unjust judge saying, avenge me of my adversary. He started off by saying the judge himself does not regard, he does not fear God, nor does he regard man. So, you know, he's in a place and position of power, but really, you know, he's just serving himself. You know, he could care less about God. He could care less about man. He has this position and he can do what he wants to do. He's got a widow that's coming to him, begging him, avenge me of my adversary. And he's just saying no. Each time she comes before him, no. And she would come again, no. How do we know that? Because the unjust judge said this. He says, you know, lest this woman troubleth me by her, you know, many comings to me. Let me avenge her, if you will. In other words, it's like if I don't do something, she's just going to keep on coming. She's not going to stop asking. And the way of her persistence, the way of her perseverance is, when you look up some of the words, it's as if she's punching him in the eye. And that's the definition, or giving him a black eye, if you will, by her persistence in coming constantly. Avenge me, avenge me, avenge me, avenge me. And he was getting tired of her continuing to come. And even though he didn't have to do it, she prevailed because she kept on coming. He's like, I don't have to do this, but to get this woman off of my hands, let me go ahead and do this thing, because she is not going to stop. And that's how we have to be in our petitions of things towards God. It's not that God is unjust or unfair, but we can't do 2 things. We cannot worry and then pray. We cannot pray and then worry. You know, it's like you have to believe in what God is able to do, irregardless to what the situation looks like, irregardless of how long it has been. You have to believe and persistently believe. You can't let time wear you down. You can't let doubt wear you down. I think I shared it last week. You can't let doubt, fear, worry, anxiety, any of these things win the battle when there's something that you need from God. It's easy for people to give up on something. And a lot of times, God will test us in this, in what? He will see if we really want it or if we really need it. Does he not know? Yes, he knows. But we can be like children. You take your kid into the store, those kids want everything. And really, they don't want all of the things. They're just asking, let me have this. I want this. I want that. And sometimes we ask God for stuff that we really don't want or we really don't need. We just like to have it. Well, he said he'd give me the desires of my heart. Yeah, but read that verse correctly. He says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. What does delight mean? Be soft and pliable. In other words, let God have his way with you. Hallelujah. Let him have his way with you, and whatever you ask, according to his will, he's going to grant it to you. Time is no matter with God. He doesn't panic because the deadline is like, you know, 2 hours away, if you will. God is like, I ain't moved. If I said I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. If I said I'm going to bring it to pass, I'm going to bring it to pass. So with this here, it's like you got a friend. So it's one of those situations where you do not want to be inconvenienced like this. And I got to tell you something, especially ministers of the gospel, you have to be willing to be inconvenienced. I'll say it to you as just sons and daughters of the Most High God, you have to be willing to be inconvenienced. In other words, you're comfortable in doing something, and then all of a sudden things change, and then you get disturbed in your comfort zone. You all of a sudden have to come out of your shell or do something that you didn't think you would want to do or like to do. You have to be willing to be inconvenienced. A phone call could come in late at night. You're deep into sleep, and you don't want to get up. It could be God nudging you. Is it hot in here, or is it just me? It's just me. Okay, amen. I don't see no AC on either. You've got to be willing to be inconvenienced as a believer in God, because not everything is going to go the way you want it to. So here we have a scenario, 12 o'clock midnight. Here comes a friend knocking at the door. Give me 3 loaves of bread. And then as Jesus goes on, and many of you know the story, somebody, power. Power go, Brother Joshua. I'll try and wrap it up real quick. I'm already over time, 2 minutes. Jesus goes on, and he says, verse 6, for a friend of mine in his journey is come to me. Now, first of all, it's midnight, and he comes asking for 3 loaves of bread. Secondly, it's for somebody else and not for him. So it's just doubling up. In other words, it's just stuff to make you say, I ain't getting up. For a friend in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. This trouble me not is the same troubleth that the judge said about the widow. Same Greek word, same definition. In other words, being a pest, pestering him, harassing him, if you will, in his face constantly until she got what she petitioned him for. Her persistence prevailed against the judge's unwillingness to avenge her of her adversary. Your prayer, your faith has to be stronger than any opposition that is coming against you, whether it's doubt, whether it's fear, whether it's whatever the case, maybe it's impossible for things to happen. Your faith has to be stronger than the opposition that is facing it. Otherwise, it's never going to come to pass. You can't afford to faint. You can't afford to be weary. You can't even afford to worry. But that's a natural thing. Yeah, we're not natural anymore. We stepped into the supernatural. Our God is a supernatural God. He can do anything and everything. All things are possible to them who believe in him. With God, nothing is impossible. That's got to be in our heart, in our minds, coming out of our mouths. That has to be our way of living, our way of life. Nothing is impossible. If we pray full price for that land, God's going to provide the means to do it. If we pay full price for the building, God's going to provide it. And if God decides to reduce the price, praise God. He's still going to provide it. It's a done deal. We don't have to see the for soul sign. I think that's how you say it. For soul sign on the land. We don't have to see them bringing in the materials, if you will, in order to put the building up. We don't have to see that. We just know it's done. And we thank God for it. And it's the same way personally. We thank God. It's done. Okay, stand to your feet. I'm fighting because it's like I want to get to this, but hey, come tonight. We got evening glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me share something with you that Phineas Jennings Dake said. He said, do not give in to doubt, fear, unbelief, discouragement, or use excuses for unbelief when prayer is not answered immediately. He says, rebuke and resist all opposition to the answer and all suggestions of a failure. It is a divine, blood-bought right to get an answer. So don't lose heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to drive it home, but I got to stop. Praise God. Father, we thank you. We thank you for every person that is here under the sound of my voice. Thank you for those that have tuned in live stream. Thank you for the multitudes that you're sending. Thank you that every seat is filled, standing room only, people on the outside trying to get inside because they've heard what you're doing in our midst. Thank you that every need is met according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you that your people are blessed and they lack nothing because you are providing everything. Thank you for the spirit of perseverance. Thank you for the spirit of persistence. Thank you for the spirit of not giving up, never giving in, and never giving over to the plans of the adversary. Thank you for faith. For without faith, it's impossible to please you. We come to you because we believe in you. And we believe that you will reward us as we diligently seek you out. So today, Master, as we depart from this place for now, till we come again, I pray your powerful manifested blessing upon each and every son and daughter in this place. That the Lord our God bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious unto you. Lift up his countenance on you and give you his peace. The name of the Lord be over you and your household that he may bless you, that you may enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And above all else, you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That the gates of hell will not prevail against you. But you will triumph over the gates of hell because you're the church of the living God and pillar and ground of truth. The Lord be with you everywhere you go. Bless the works of your hands in Jesus' mighty name and crush the enemy underneath your feet. Everybody who agreed said, amen.
Amen.
All right, greet one another in the name of the Lord.